This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Durham has kind of shown some cards, and the cards that he has shown has people, I'm telling you, there are media people, there are people like Comey and others in Washington, despite their public appearances here, are quaking over what is going to be found.
Tip of the iceberg, Democrats, folks, have massive problems ahead. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was the great Rush Limbaugh, and he was saying what I've been saying. You know, I'm not trying to, like, compare myself because I don't feel like there is a comparison. Rush does what he does, and he's got a big audience, but we are just as relevant, and even though the audience may be small. And, you know, history will look back on this show and whatever we've talked about, I've talked about, my producers have given to me to talk about, and I think it'll be found to be very profound. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are listening to the program. The KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find us anytime you want, 24/7. So please do that. The more we learn about the Democrats, the worse it gets for them. When I'm doing this show, I know I'm speaking to mostly conservative audience, but I'm telling Democrats, it's really your wake-up call. You're getting your wake-up call here. This is a time for you to say, I'm wrong. If the shoe were on the other foot, I'm telling you right now, I would be saying, holy cow, boy, I cannot be a Republican if this is the way we do things. If this is not a country run by the rule of law, what the Democrats are doing. They tried a coup. Only a moron would say, no, Kevin, come on. You're going to argue with me about that. You can only be a moron to argue that they did not try a coup. They tried a coup. And what's worse, they tried a coup. I'll give them some leeway and say, you didn't want Trump. There were a lot of people that didn't want Trump. At the beginning, if you said, look, we don't want him to be a candidate, I'm going to give you some leeway and say, okay, a lot of people would have agreed with you. They thought Trump was joking. He can't really want to run the country. And how effective is he going to be when he's, you know, this publicity-seeking reality star guy? Blah, blah, blah. I get it. But once he becomes the candidate, and it's a, you got to stop the shenanigans. Okay? But let's just go a little farther and say, you know what? They still didn't want him. They didn't believe that America could want this guy. So let's just go with that. What we tried to get him before, when he was just a candidate, and then he is a candidate, but he becomes a selected person. Okay, we're still going to go after him because we still don't think he's good enough to be that. And I don't think that it's fair that there are some elitists out there who feel that way, but let's say that we give him the benefit of the doubt. Then he becomes president. Now, all bets are off. 1,000%. Why? Because the minute Trump became candidate, president-elect, he lived up to his first promise. He says, I will save Carrier. And what did he do? He did exactly that. They had predicted doom and gloom. They said the stock market will crash and all these other things. It did not happen. The opposite happened. Those two things alone should have said, hands off. Hands off. He got elected. He lived up to his first campaign promise. Then the market started rising. Within 3 months, you knew you had elected the right guy for the job. And this was while he was under fire. This is while they were going after him. And so, Wendy, giving him the benefit of the doubt when he was candidate Trump, when he was the Republican selection, the nominee, giving him two passes. Well, they didn't mess with him too much when he was candidate Trump because they wanted him. But when he was the nominee, you give him, you go, that's enough, right? But they didn't. They kept it going. And they continued it for years. And this is where we are today. Comey, they said, here's a, this is from a Real Clear Politics. Two U.S. officials briefed on the IG's investigation of possible FBI misconduct said Comey was essentially running a covert operation against the president, starting with a private defensive briefing he gave to Trump just 2 weeks before his inauguration. They said Horowitz had examined high-level FBI text messages and other communications indicating Comey was actually conducting a counterintelligence assessment of Trump during the January 2017 meeting in New York. In addition to adding notes of his meetings and phone calls with Trump to the official FBI case file, Comey had an agent inside the White House who reported back to the FBI headquarters about Trump, his aides. This is according to officials familiar with the matter. Now, we've already talked about this timeline of January 4th, outgoing Obama, having this cabal on the 5th, him knowing what was going on with Flynn, him having this cabal with everybody of all of the clandestine agencies, FBI, CIA, NSA, Director of National Security, National Security Advisor, all of them in this meeting to stop Trump on the 5th. What he knew on the 4th, what he knew on the 5th, and somebody's going to put these timelines together. They already have. We did a post on it on the blacksphere.net. But they're going to put these timelines together, and I'm telling you, John Durham's already done it. John Durham is dotting I's and crossing T's, and he's now, from what I heard, he's got so much to do, he's partitioning it out. He's saying, you work on specifically this, and oh, by the way, I got my eye on you. So he's now got people working individually on different pieces of this, and it is going to be without a doubt, as Donald Trump said, it's going to make Watergate look like a parking ticket. That's where we're headed. And that's only the beginning. This article goes on. Although Comey took many actions on his own, he was not working in isolation. One of Horowitz's inquiries is a private January 6, 2017 briefing Comey gave the president-elect in New York about material in the Democrat-commissioned dossier compiled by Christopher Steele. They use that, as you know, to feed the media, blah, blah, blah. But when you look at the timeline and you start piecing together who did what when, you can only come to one conclusion. Everybody in Barack Obama's administration who was a leader was well aware of what was going on. And now, as Trump says, the hunters have become the hunted.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Vindman lied. You remember this guy, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman? Yeah, he admitted that he made up elements of President Donald Trump's call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. This was in his official summary. Prior to the call, Vindman included a discussion about corruption in the talking points provided to the president, but Trump did not use them in the call. The summary, Vindman wrote after the call read, President Trump underscores the unwavering support of the U.S. for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its international recognized borders, expressed his commitment to work together with Zelensky and the Ukrainian people to implement reforms that strengthen democracy, increase prosperity, and root out corruption. But Vindman clarified during his testimony that the president did not bring up rooting out corruption during the phone call, but he included it in his summary anyway. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I bring this up to tell you that when the Democrats, they tout somebody, oh, we've got a new whistleblower. Remember, Vindman was a whistleblower. And then what happens? You find out Vindman's nothing but a liar. Yeah. He was asking in Congress, he says, well, that's not entirely accurate, but I'm not sure I would describe it as false. It was consistent with U.S. policy. So he just added it. He just said, you know, I'll put this in there because it's consistent with policy, and I'm going to add it. Oh, and by the way, then I'm going to become an operative for the Democrats and pretend that Trump really did do something illegal. This is one of the statements, folks, that led to Donald Trump's attempt, the Democrats' attempt at impeachment of Donald Trump. But there's more to the story. Supposedly, FBI has been withholding information on Loretta Lynch. Yeah, here's what an investigation showed about her. The FBI had a little problem leaking unverified dirt from Russian sources on Donald Trump and his campaign aides, and even basing wiretaps on it. But according to the Justice Department's IG, the Inspector General, the Bureau is refusing to allow members of Congress with top security clearance to see the intercepted material along with alleged political interference by Obama's attorney general. That material, which has been outlined in press reports, consists of unverified accounts intercepted from putative Russian sources in which the head of the DNC allegedly implicates Hillary Clinton's campaign and Lynch in a secret deal to fix the Clinton email investigation. It's remarkable that this is what Tom Fitton says. How the Justice Department is protecting the corruption of the Obama Justice Department. Lynch, and Clinton officials, as well as the DNC at the time, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, have denied the allegations. They said it's Russian disinformation. True or false, the material is consequential because it appears to have influenced former FBI Director Comey's decision to break with Bureau protocols because he didn't trust Lynch. In a recent book, Comey said he took the reins in the Clinton email probe, announcing Clinton should not be indicted because of, quote, a development still unknown to the American public that cast serious doubts on Lynch's credibility. Clearly, the intercepted material. So let me just stop there, because that's enough. That's enough. You've got people spreading lies about Trump, but the real intercepts show that it was all set up, and it was the Democrats, the Clinton campaign colluding with the DNC, all to set up Donald Trump. And Loretta Lynch is part of this. And supposedly, Comey, in his book, says, I jumped in the middle of it because I questioned Lynch. I don't buy it. He jumped in the middle of it because his job is a fixer. His job is to make sure that everything was to go the way that it was supposed to go. And now what Comey was doing there was playing a little CYA, because Comey's in big trouble with holding information. Oh, my gosh. The more you learn about this stuff, the more you got to ask yourself, you know, what are these? I mean, these people obviously thought they could get away with anything they wanted to. I don't even know. I don't want to go into this because there's so many details. But here's what I will read this part. If the material documents an authentic exchange between Lynch and a Clinton aide, it would appear to be strong evidence that the Obama administration put partisan politic considerations ahead of its duty to enforce the law. Huh? Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, of course that's what they did. They said the information remains so secret that the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, had to censor it from his recent, from this 500-page report on the FBI's investigation of Clinton, and even withhold it from Congress. Well, let me translate that for you. He kept it a secret because it would incriminate all of these Democrats. They say the contents of the secret intelligence document, which purport to show that Lynch informed the Clinton campaign she'd make sure the FBI didn't push too hard, were included in the Inspector General's original draft. But in the IG report issued on June 14th, the information was tucked in a classified appendix to the report and entirely blanked out. Now, as I said before, earlier in the broadcast, whatever information that leaks out, that gets out, it always is going to reflect bad on the Democrats. Understand something you already know. I'm going to play Captain Obvious here, because some of us still lack common sense. You are witnessing the Democrats obstruct the very people that claim they want to give us transparency, never give us transparency. That's how it works. Adam Schiff doesn't want to release documents, doesn't want to release the final witness that he talked to during the House judiciary meetings. He doesn't want to do that, or House intelligence. No, 14 witnesses. No, there were 15 witnesses. But he doesn't want to give you the 15th witness's testimony. And I could go on. What have we uncovered? Well, how have we gotten the information we've gotten? Let me wrap it up for you. One word. Grinnell. Ambassador Grinnell, who's now the acting director of national intelligence, is the only reason why we're getting these information dumps. He just made another one recently. And guess what, the Democrats? We can't show that. That would be a matter of, you ready? National security. You name it. There's so many crooks here. Names that you've forgotten. Rod Rosenstein. Remember him? Rod Rosenstein. A creep. A swamp rat. Part of Trump's administration. I mean, given levels of trust that why hasn't this guy lost his security clearance? And most of these people is what we should be asking. They are not on our side. At all. And I'm telling you, wait, by the time I give you this information, it's old. There's so much stuff that is ready to come out, it is going to be mind-blowing. And I'm telling you, you need to prepare yourself for this. You need to be ready to tell these leftists, I told you so. Why weren't you listening? And this goes all the way to the top. There's no way that Obama gets out of this.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As whistleblower Dr. Rick Bright is continuing to testify on Capitol Hill in front of a Democratic-led House panel, President Trump is dismissing the complaints from the government whistleblower regarding the coronavirus.
Me, I watched this guy for a little while this morning. To me, he's nothing more than a really disgruntled, unhappy person. And I'm not just talking about Alex, because Alex said it strongly, but there are a lot of people that do not like the job he did. I don't know him. I never met him. I don't want to meet him. But I watched. disgruntled employee.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senator Richard Burr will step aside as the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman while the FBI continues to investigate some stock sales he made before the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Pentagon's released more information on possible close encounters, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Navy releasing more details about some apparent encounters that its jets had with what it calls unidentified aerial phenomena. The release comes after the Pentagon declassified the videos of the three encounters last month. In 2014, a Navy jet reported seeing an unknown aircraft that was the size of a suitcase. It was silver in color. Another encounter also described a very small aircraft. It's led to speculation that they were drones. However, they were unable to determine who was controlling the aircraft, if in fact they were drones.
Netflix is going to release a four-part documentary series later this month about Jeffrey Epstein. The docu-series is called Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, and the trailer for it includes shots of Epstein's private Caribbean island. Viewers will be able to stream the special starting May 27th. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, boy, I would hate to be a Democrat right now. You got a crappy candidate. You couldn't let the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020 bring down the economy and Donald Trump. And you have the biggest scandal in political history in America. Ready to unfold. It's unfolding right before your eyes, and you're invested in baby black Jesus. You're invested in the party of lynching of Negroes, and you're about to get your heart broken. That's right. You are going to be forced to break up with the football quarterback, you know, quarterback of the football team. You got to dump him. He's not going to dump you. You're going to dump him. And I know he's so dreamy, right? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Ooh, it's about to get ugly for these Democrats. Dirty tricks. All the things they tried to do. It's funny. If you ask yourself, come on, Kevin, Barack Obama's not involved in this. How can you just make these kind of assertions? He's involved. It goes all the way to the top, trying to get Donald Trump. It was a personal vendetta for the Obamas. That's why Michelle Obama's staying out of the fray. She ain't even coming close to this thing. Oh, I know. Joe Biden's looking at all of his vice presidential candidates. Well, he ain't looking at Michelle. And Joe won't even need to pick a vice presidential candidate when it's all said and done. There was a great article about Obama and his tricks. People don't know Barack Obama. Barack Obama has never been a politician. He is a first-class operative. He's not a politician. Barack Obama hasn't had to be a politician at any point in his career. I know that sounds shocking, but it's true. Barack Obama played roles. He wasn't in those roles. He played them. He might as well have been an actor. He might as well have been Dave. And, you know, Kevin Kline playing Dave, playing the president, the role of the president. Because he wasn't one. He wasn't a representative. He wasn't a senator. And he wasn't president. Here's some dirt, the little background on what I'm talking about. So when Mitt Romney became the presidential nominee in 2012, this guy writes, Obama fired up its Chicago-style machine to attack his foe. Team Obama identified several of Romney's donors, and they decided, if we can't get Romney, because Romney was squeaky clean. Romney, the Mormon, married to the same woman for 40 years. I mean, the only dirt, if you will, on Romney was the fact that he was Mormon. That was the thing that made Romney vulnerable, and people dismissed it because he's a clean-cut guy. I'm glad he didn't win, by the way, because he's an idiot. But he's a better choice as a human being than Barack Obama, undoubtedly. None of his kids in rehab. Black grandbaby that wasn't even a political grandbaby. He wanted to change the life of a black kid. Beautiful wife. I mean, I got nothing bad to say about Romney's family life. It's Norman Rockwell. So there was nothing to get on Romney. So they did the next best thing. They said, well, let's go after some of his donors. And they chose a wealthy businessman from Idaho. So a Democrat senator, Senate staffer, former Democrat Senate staffer, talked about an editorial that in his editorial in the Wall Street Journal that he contacted an Idaho courthouse and sought the divorce records of Frank Vandersloot, who had donated $1 million to Romney's campaign. And the operative was chased to a professional research shop based in D.C. Guess who it was? Fusion GPS. Here's a quote. Fusion GPS is run by former Wall Street reporter Glenn Simpson, who wouldn't say who was paying him for this high-minded slumming, but said in an email that Mr. Vandersloot was a legitimate target because of, quote, his record on gay issues. Now, Fusion GPS, Obama loyalist, dirt digging. That's exactly how we tie all this together. Now, let's go back to what he did. Remember that this isn't the first time that Obama used divorce records in order to ruin a political opponent. Because he did the same thing when he was trying to become a senator in Illinois. In 2004, he got divorce records of his Democratic primary opponent who'd been in the lead, and they were made public just before the election. And Obama won the primary. The Chicago Tribune, get this, the media, sued to get the divorce settlement of Jack Ryan, Obama's Republican opponent, unsealed. Many believe that this was done at the behest of Obama's advisor and long-term Tribune columnist, this is a name you're going to remember, David Axelrod. Embarrassing details sank Ryan's candidacy after he dropped out of the race. Obama won the seat with 70% of the vote. He was probably going to win it anyway, but he still had to damage Jack Ryan. And let me tell you, you know his wife, she's an actress. I forget her first name. I think she's smoking hot. She was just in, I just saw her again in this, Jerry Ryan. She was in this series with Bosch. If you have Amazon, you can watch it. Yeah, Jerry Ryan. And they've got his divorce records, and keep in mind, this is a husband and wife fighting over money and kids and all that. So they're saying all kinds of stuff. And in her case, Jerry Ryan said, Jack made me go to sex clubs or something along those lines. And so Obama gets the Chicago Tribune, David Axelrod, to sue to get the Ryan's divorce records. How can you possibly get somebody's divorce records and then use them? That's what Obama did. I'm just telling you, dirty tricks. Here's a dirty trick Obama did in order to become a House member. This is amazing. So Barack Obama was a community organizer. And he says, I'm going to go out and get voter registration. So he went out and signed up black people left and right. Supposedly went into the hood and got all these signatures. Now, you know, Barack Obama doesn't do any work. So somebody orchestrated to get him a team to go get these signatures. Well, he goes out and he gets hundreds of thousands of signatures. Gets on the radar of the Democrats. They're like, man, who is this dude? So he gets all these signatures. He submits them to the House of Representative woman who's running, and he says, look at what I did for you. So she's got all these signatures, and I think it's petitions and all this stuff. And then Obama says, he drops dime on. He says, by the way, a lot of those signatures are fake. And so she takes the signatures, and she falls under scandal because the signatures are mostly fake. Well, then guess what? Barack Obama steps in to save the day. Well, you know, those are fake, but I'm not a fake. And he becomes the member of the House for Illinois. That's how he did it. He essentially cut the Achilles heel of his own, somebody that he was supposedly working for. And if you feel like he did that to you as a citizen of America, don't feel bad. man, this guy's amazing. Now, this article goes on to say, no one wins a presidency without using hardball tactics to get there. I think Donald Trump did. I don't think Donald Trump went out on a negative campaign against Hillary Clinton. In fact, we know for a fact, we know it was quite the opposite. Hillary Clinton went on a negative campaign against Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, I can run against Hillary on her record. So, yeah, you can win the presidency without hardball tactics. But this article goes on to say Barack Obama is a special case, however, because the media not only covered for him, but they aided his scorched earth tactics while he alternated between feigning either innocence or ignorance. This lasted during his two presidential campaigns and 8 years in the White House. And the same pattern has been playing out over the last 4 years. In May of 2016, the Democrats hired, guess who? Fusion GPS. And what was the intent? The intent was to destroy his rival, Donald Trump. Now, Barack Obama, if you go, well, Kevin, he wasn't running against Trump anymore. It was done. Was it really done? Did Barack Obama have a devious idea about what happens after his presidency? Keep in mind, guy goes into the presidency worth a couple million dollars. He exits the presidency worth tens of millions of dollars. I think estimates now have him at $150 million, $140, $150 million. Remember Maxine Waters talked about his big database and all this? He needed to continue to be relevant. Barack Obama was going to try to be a major fixture in politics, even though he was outside of politics. And why was he going to do this? Because he saw how the Clintons did it. And he saw how big it could get. He could not just be a millionaire, he could be a billionaire many times over. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
The news over the last 24 hours, I think, has been somewhat downplayed about the Justice Department dropping charges against Michael Flynn and the fact that there is no precedent that anybody can find for someone who's been charged with perjury. Just getting off scot-free. That's the kind of stuff where you begin to get worried that basic, not just institutional norms, but our basic understanding of rule of law is at risk. And you know, when you start moving in those directions, it can accelerate pretty quickly, as we've seen in other places. So I am hoping that all of you feel the same sense of urgency that I do. You know, whenever I've campaigned, I've always said, this is the most important election, especially, obviously, when I was on the ballot. Yeah, that always feels like the most important election. This one, I'm not on the ballot, but I am pretty darn invested. We got to make this happen.
That, folks, is a panicked Obama, because his dirty tricks have caught up to him. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We've been explaining how Barack Obama is not in any way meant to be. He doesn't care about the office. Barack Obama is an operative. He wants to win. That's it. I told people with the time when Obama won, he didn't care about being president. He cared about the perks, but he cared about winning. He wanted to defeat somebody at all cost. And once he got into the office, he was like, okay, well, what do I do? He had no idea what to do. People told him what to do. But then once he got his sea legs, he went, you know what? I can parlay this into so much more. I can become divisive. I can get black people on my side. And I can guilt white people onto my side. I can pretend that I care more about gays than straights, and so on and so forth. And he divided more than any other president. Leftists don't want to admit this, but these are the facts. He divided this country more than he united it, all for his own personal benefit. What, Barack Obama went from obscurity to being the talk of the world, not the talk of the town, the talk of the world. And you know where he went when he was at the end of his presidency? Nobody really gave a crap. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. I've chronicled in the previous segment how Barack Obama came to power through trickery. He won his legislative seat, his first big seat in the House, by lying, essentially claiming to help the woman he was going to help to get into the House. And he undercut her when he said, she's a fraud. Her votes are fraud. He had gotten the votes for her. He won his Senate seat by getting the divorce records of his Democratic opponent. Then he did the same tactic to his Republican opponent, Jack Ryan, married to the beautiful actress Jerry Ryan. And then he decided he didn't have to do anything to Hillary. All his operatives did it for him. Hillary was caught in a whirlwind of black candidate, funny name, empty suit, but hey, showed better than she did. So she was told to wait her turn. When it was her turn, Barack Obama says, I'll help you, but only because I committed to. And he says, I'll use my tactics to get Donald Trump. And that's where we are. Same pattern playing out 4 years. He hires Fusion GPS, the world's most powerful law enforcement agency, now would be part of his arsenal. The secret FISA court would be part of his arsenal. And the national media would be part of his arsenal. And this guy writes, and as the biggest scandal in American political history has unfolded, Obama's media accomplices have denied, excused, and or justified his involvement while desperately creating other scandals to serve as diversions. To date, the former president has not faced one question about what he knew and when he knew it. His vice president, safely bunkered in his home studio away from uninvited media scrutiny, is enjoying the same protection despite Joe Biden's known participation in the Trump collusion ruse. Joe Biden's also got known participation in the Trump takedown. He goes on to write this. Obama's unmatched political good luck, however, may have finally run out. Ed Henry of Fox News reported that the Director of National Intelligence, Richard Grenell, delivered more secret documents to the Justice Department last week that could prove Barack Obama knew a lot more, a lot of this with Michael Flynn a lot earlier than we know. Wow. So, again, I don't need any more information on Flynn. Barack Obama tried to take out Flynn, period. He can spin it any way he wants. They can talk about it any way he wants. That's what he tried to do. He tried to take out Flynn because Flynn was seasoned. He had a political motivation, an ideological motivation. Flynn was not going to let Muslims, these radical Muslims, into the White House the way Barack Obama had ushered them in. But He also knew that Flynn would smell the rat, the Russian ruse rat. So it goes on and says this. That news jives with the recent revelations pointing to Obama's behind-the-scenes management in the targeting of Flynn, a one-time Obama intelligence official who landed on the president's unforgiving hit list. According to court documents, Obama himself was the source of the leak about the infamous call between Lynn and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Again, not shocked. Not shocked at all. The guy pulling the strings, the cabal dividing up who's going to do what and how we'll all come together, and all betting on the idea that Hillary Clinton would win. They could get her over the finish line. After all, it was her turn. I don't even blame them for their political egos. They really believed they had lined everything up. And to be honest with you, they really had. Had it not been for, thank God for you early adopters, the people that saw that Trump was going to fight differently than anybody else, God bless you. Because without you, he doesn't have the impetus to go forward. If you don't have that 15 to 17% early adopters who said, that's my guy. I don't care what you say. You're not going to dissuade me, because I'm going to tell you, there were many people doing that to them. I didn't do it publicly, but in my brain I was, because I didn't believe Donald Trump really wanted it. I didn't say it because I was a pundit and I was going to comment on different people and what their pros and cons were. And where Donald Trump had pros, I gave him. Where he had cons, I gave him. I remember an interview I did on Hannity where Sean got mad at me. Donald Trump, because he's a Trump dude. And I'm going, Sean, don't get mad at me for asking me the pros and cons about a dude, and then I'll give you the cons, and you pretend that they don't exist. The cons against Trump is people don't take him seriously. People believe he's all about his ego, and things like this. That is a legitimate con. But don't get mad at me. But Sean was like kind of mad. Anyway, the whole gist of this is that people believe, and the writer of this particular article believes, that Barack Obama finally overplayed his hand. They said in August of 2017, an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller's lawyers, former acting attorney general Sally Yates, revealed that President Obama notified her about the Flynn-Kislyak call on July the 5th, while in the Oval Office. That briefing, held for the ostensible purpose of discussing the intelligence community assessment on Russia's election interference. I want you to remember, too, when months before, Barack Obama said with his own lips, anybody who believes that the Russians can interfere with our election is just jealous. And he suggested that Donald Trump just go back to campaigning. I bet you'd have a hard time finding that clip now. But that's what he said. And then he went from that to helping plant the Russian collusion story. And you know what's funny? Media hasn't said a word about it. They haven't picked up on the idea that this is a guy who guaranteed us the Russians could not hack our elections, and because Donald Trump is the one who brought it up. He was wondering, what are you guys doing? Who are you working with in order to try to thwart me? It's just a crazy set of circumstances, but guess what? It's backfired on Barack Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.